You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. I thank you for joining me here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me as we together study the word of Almighty God. I want to read a verse somewhere else before we get started today. That verse is found in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, and I want to read verses 51 and 52 out of the King James Version. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. Now that's a verse that, during my studies, people have told me I'm wrong all the time for doing this, but I really don't care. It's only common sense to do that. And that is, when you read this, now this is a classic text, they're what's known as the rapture of the church. Now, when you read it, Paul says, I tell you a mystery. This is something no one's ever heard before. Peter didn't know this. John didn't know this. David didn't know this. Isaiah, Ezekiel, Daniel, none of these guys knew this. This was a mystery. This was a secret known only to God, now revealed to the Apostle Paul, that there was something was going to come up in the future, where we were all going to be changed, where we are going to exchange this incorruptible body, this corruptible body, for one incorruptible, our permanent body. Finally, the time is coming. Paul says it's a mystery. And Paul tells us when it's going to happen. He says at the last trumpet. Now, when I read that, that causes me to look in the Bible to see if there's a series of trumpets anywhere that he could be talking about. And lo and behold, there is. There is a series of trumpets in the book of Revelation is where you'll find them. And here today, in today's program, we are going to see what happens at the last trumpet. Again, I welcome you to WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time. I'm your host. I'm Paul Esposito. I love teaching this program. We go through verse by verse. We're in the book of Revelation, verse by verse. We are looking here at what's known in the Bible as the last trumpet. And we're going to read this scripture today, and I want you to contemplate whether or not this is the same thing that Paul was talking about. Now, we're in Revelation, and we are about to pick it up here. Well, let's pick it up here in verse 14. It says, the second woe is past. All right, now, where were we? We've just seen the death and resurrection of the two witnesses. They died. This Antichrist killed them. Their bodies laid in the streets for 3.5 days. They heard a voice saying, come up here. They were raised up from the dead. Everyone in the world saw them at the same time. Which, by the way, is another famous proof text for atheists. More people are in hell today from reading this text saying this was proof that the Bible's not true, because how could everyone in the world see the same event all at the same time? And now people staked and lost their souls over this because ultimately they didn't have faith. Just because you don't see it being fulfilled in your lifetime doesn't mean it's not going to come true. It's in the Word. You can bank on it. Take it to the bank. It's going to happen. The Lord Jesus said, if need be, the stones would cry out to fulfill Bible prophecy. Nothing will prevent every Bible prophecy from being fulfilled, every single one. So this is what's happened here. After the death of these two witnesses, after their resurrection, it says there's a great earthquake and the tenth of the city fell. Now, that's not people. This is a tenth of the building and the landscaping fell. Let's pick it up. Verse 14. It says, the second woe is past. Behold, the third woe is coming quickly. Now remember, in chapter 9, verse 13, an angel warned us. He said, woe, woe, woe. Three woes for those that dwell on the earth because of the remaining blasts of the trumpet. Now there are three woes and three blasts. One blast for each woe. The first woe opened up the bottomless pit and let out these demon locusts. The second woe is here and the earthquake. And now for the last woe and the last trumpet. We started off today. I wanted to read to you that famous rapture text that people use about the rapture. They want to believe the text on the rapture, but they don't want to believe the timing that's revealed in that text for when it is. It's at the last trumpet that tells you. But people say, trumpet doesn't mean trumpet. Trumpet's just whatever you want to put in there. Okay, chapter 11, verse 15. Then the seventh angel sounded, and there was, now pay attention here to what happens at the sounding of the last trumpet. And I want you to ask yourself, is this the same thing that Paul was talking about in 1 Corinthians 15, 51, and 52? Now, don't get me wrong. I don't have the answer to that question. I suspect it could be the same. Look at what happens at the last trumpet. Then the seventh angel sounded, and there were loud voices in heaven saying, the kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he will reign forever and ever. And the 24 elders who sat before God on their thrones, they fell on their faces and worshiped God, saying, verse 17, we give you thanks, O Lord God Almighty, the one who is and who was and who was to come, because you have taken your great power and have reigned, or have begun to reign. The nations were angry, and your wrath has come, and the time of the dead, that they should be judged, and that you should reward your servants, the prophets, and the saints, and those who fear your name, small and great, and should destroy those who destroy the earth. Now again, this is why a lot of people believe the seventh trumpet that the Apostle Paul talks about is this rapture of the church at the last trumpet. Like Paul said, look at what happens at the last trumpet, friends. Number one, the Lord Jesus Christ begins to reign. Number two, God's wrath falls. Number three, it's judgment day for the dead. Number four, it's reward day for the saints. How many of you have ever heard that the judgment seat of Christ is when it's going to be a reward day for the saints and that that's going to be in heaven? Well, not according to this text. According to this text, the reward day for the saints is right here on earth. As you can read in chapter 22, verse 12, he says, behold, my reward is with me to give to each one of you. Also, Proverbs 11:31, it says that the righteous will be recompensed here on the earth. Matthew chapter 16, it says the Lord is going to bring his reward with him and reward his saints here on earth. So we've got all four of these things going on here at the last trumpet. The Lord reigns. The Lord begins his reign. The wrath of God falls. The judgment day for the dead and reward day for the saints. Oh, by the way, here's those other texts I wanted to read to you. Proverbs 11:31. If the righteous will be recompensed on the earth, how much more the ungodly and sinner? And Matthew 16:27. For the Son of Man will come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he He will reward each one according to his works. I want you to see the reward for the saints takes place on the earth. It doesn't take place in heaven. It doesn't take place during some imaginary time period up in heaven while you're waiting for the tribulation to end. The reward for the saints takes place here on earth. I just gave you three texts. If three texts isn't enough, let's go back to the Old Testament. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 10. Behold, the Lord God will come with a strong hand, and his arm will rule for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. Isaiah 62:11. It says, indeed, the Lord has proclaimed to all the earth, say to the daughter of Zion, surely your salvation is coming. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work is before him. Now, I just gave you six verses that make it clear that the reward day, the day of receiving your rewards from the Lord Jesus Christ, is going to take place here on terra firma, planet Earth, not up in heaven, while you're waiting 7 years for the tribulation to end. Men have said that, but I want you to see what the Word of God says. The Word of God says that's going to take place here on earth. Now back to this last trumpet. Verse 18, the nations were angry and your wrath has come, and the time of the dead, that they should be judged, and that you should reward your servants, the prophets and the saints, and those who fear your name, small and great, and should destroy those who destroy the earth. Verse 19, then the temple of God was opened in heaven, and the ark of his covenant was seen in the temple, and there was lightnings, noises, thunders, and earthquakes, and great hail. So ask yourself the question, is this the same thing? When Paul gives you the timing for this, he said, I'll tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we will all be changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. And then Paul says, at the last trumpet, look at all these events that happen at the last trumpet. The rewards for the saints and the judgment day for the dead. I believe it's talking about the very same thing. How about you? What do you think? We really don't know. This is one of the great mysteries. But all I know is that you and I need to be prepared every day for the Lord's return. We don't know when he's coming back. It's a great mystery. The question is, are you ready for his return today? Let me ask you another question. If ISIS comes knocking on your door saying, who's your daddy? What are you going to say? I think of what the Lord Jesus said in John 12:25 and other places as well. He who loves his life will lose it, but he who hates his life in this world will keep it unto life eternal. That's a work in progress for me. I don't know about you, but we'll continue, I guess, trusting in God, hating this life, looking forward to in great anxiety, or I should say rather, with great expectation, the day of the Lord's return, where he's going to come back and put an end to all this evil in the world. We're out of time. In our next program, we're going to pick it up at the Ark and the Temple. Actually, the original Ark and the original Temple are up in heaven, not here on earth. We'll pick it up right there in our next program. Again, you're listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web at wgodontheair.net. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.